This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today, we're diving into something super close to my heart, mindful parenting. You know that feeling when your kid throws a tantrum in the grocery store aisle or asks for the 10th time if they can have candy? Yeah, me too. Let's face it, parenting is hard, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to survive the day. But what if I told you there was a way to not only handle those crazy moments with grace but actually create a happier, more connected family? That's where mindful parenting comes in. We're gonna unpack some practical tips that are backed by science and experience, no airy-fairy stuff here. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating the beautiful chaos of raising little humans. Are you ready to level up your parenting game? Awesome, let's do it. First things first, mindfulness isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that wouldn't hurt. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and even physical sensations without judgment. Think of it like training your brain to be more present and less reactive. When you're mindful, you can respond to situations with more calm and clarity, instead of automatically freaking out. Ever felt like you just snapped at your kid because you were running late? Yeah, that's a classic example of being caught in autopilot mode. Mindfulness helps us break free from that pattern and make conscious choices, even when things are hectic. Number 2. Listen actively. I'm not talking about waiting for your turn to talk. I mean really hearing what your kids are saying, even the ramblings and the complaints. Make eye contact, put down your phone, and give them your undivided attention. This shows them they're valued and understood, which builds trust and connection. It also helps you understand their needs and perspective better, because sometimes those whines are actually cries for help or a little reassurance. Speaking of connection, number 3, make time for quality time. We get it, life is busy. But carving out dedicated time to connect with your kids, without screens, distractions, or rushing around, makes all the difference. It could be playing a board game, having a family dinner where everyone shares their day, or even just cuddling up and reading a book together. These moments create lasting memories and strengthen your bond. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. Seriously, let go of the idea that you need to be a perfect parent. We all mess up, it's part of being human. The important thing is to learn from our mistakes and keep striving to do better. Don't beat yourself up over those moments when you lose your cool or say something you regret. Apologize, make amends, and move on. Remember, kids are incredibly resilient. They learn more from watching us navigate challenges than from us pretending to be flawless. And finally, number 5, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of your own mental and physical well-being, get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and make time for activities you enjoy. When you're feeling good, you'll have more patience, energy, and resilience to handle the ups and downs of parenting. Okay, let's talk real life. Imagine this. Your kid is throwing a tantrum in the middle of Target because they want that shiny new toy they saw on their way in. You're already running late for your appointment, you've got a mountain of groceries to unpack, and you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Instead of reacting impulsively, we've all been there. Try taking a deep breath, reminding yourself to stay present, and connecting with your child. Get down on their level, look them in the eye, and acknowledge their feelings. Hey buddy, I see that you really want that toy, and it's frustrating when you can't have something you want. Even acknowledging their emotions can de-escalate the situation. Then, calmly explain why you can't get the toy right now, maybe it's too expensive or not appropriate for them, and offer an alternative solution, like choosing a different toy at another time. Mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up with awareness, compassion, and a commitment to creating a loving and supportive environment for your kids. It takes practice, but the rewards are immeasurable. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards mindful parenting today. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference in your family dynamic. Don't forget to share this episode with other parents who could benefit from these tips and leave a review if you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.